Come on down. There we go. All right. Get where you can look at these three things up here. Okay? This is going to be a test, so we're getting ready for school. Okay? Murray, you can sit right there by my phone. Keep it under control. All right. Okay. We got three things. Well, first of all, how many of you are ready for school to start? Raise your hand. All right, Liam, good for you. I'm glad. Well, the rest of you need to look at this. We got three things here. This is a test. What do all three of these things have in common? You've got a Bible, you've got a phone, and you've got an iPad. What do they all have in common? Michael?
You can read the Bible on them.
Let's give this guy's ready for school. Michael, you hit it on the head. It's got a Bible. As a matter of fact, this morning when I preach, I use my Bible on my iPad, but I also have my Bible on my phone. And so literally, I have a Bible with me all the time. And one of the things we need to remember is that a Bible is not just a decoration. And I'm going to be talking about this in the sermon today. But a Bible is not just a decoration. Most people have lots of Bibles. As a matter of fact, I was reading in my Bible I believe it was yesterday or the day before, from Luke 4, where Jesus was in the wilderness and he was being tempted. And he said, man cannot live by bread alone, but what did he say after that? But by every word, talking about the Bible that is written. The Bible is essential for you and me as Christians to know how to live our lives. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is inspired. In other words, it's God's Word to us, and it's profitable for teaching, for correcting, for rebuking. It is just how we know how to live. And so it's very important. And most people today don't have a good excuse to read their Bible. And I'm going to talk about this in my sermon. The most important thing you can do with your life after you accept Jesus is read your Bible. Okay? So let's pray and ask God to help us do a good job of that. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I thank you for Michael's answer. He was so correct. All three of these things have the Bible on it. Help us to use your Bible, and most of all, help us to live it, and help us to understand about this Jesus who loves us. We ask this in Jesus' name.